This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Yeah, fireworks, hamburgers, parades. But really, the best part of a long 4th of July weekend is, of course, the puzzle. Joining me now is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Morning, Rachel. Welcome back.
Okay, thanks so much. Was on vacation for a week. Now back in the saddle. Happy to be here. So what was last week's challenge? Remind us.
Yeah, it came from listener Al Gorey of Cozy Lake, New Jersey. And it involved a spoonerism, and that's where you reverse the initial consonant sounds in one phrase to make another phrase. And I said, name part of a truck in two words, spoonerize it, you'll name something FEMA uses. What is it? Well, the answer was mud flap to flood map.
Okay, and this week we got more than 700 correct answers. Our randomly selected winner is Gavin Canizero from Norman, Oklahoma. He joins us on the line. Congratulations, Gavin.
Thanks, Rachel.
And Gavin, I'm curious, how did you figure this out? Did you get it from the flood map side or the mud flap side?
It was the mud flap side, although I'm definitely not into trucks. That was just the only truck part that I could think of in two words.
And you live in Norman, Oklahoma now, but I understand you were on vacation somewhere else. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm in northern Wisconsin right now. We come up here every summer, and it's beautiful.
Are you on a lake, a river?
We are. We're at Hunter Lake up in the North Woods outside of Eagle River.
Sounds beautiful. Well, thanks for taking time out to play the puzzle. You've been doing this a long time?
Yeah, I've been listening since I can remember, since the 90s.
Since the 90s.
Way back in the ancient history.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, Gavin, I'm ready if you are.
I'm ready.
All right, Will, let's play the puzzle.
All right, Gavin and Rachel. Singer Billy Ray Cyrus has the initials BRC, and BRC are also the initials of the phrase Blue Ribbon Commission. I'm going to name some famous people with three-word names. For each one, I'll give you a clue to a familiar three-word phrase or title that has the same initials as the person. You tell me the phrase or title.
Okay.
Here's number one. The writer Edgar Allan Poe has the initials EAP, and EAP are also the initials of a phrase meaning very simple.
Easy as pie.
Yeah.
That's it. Number two, theatrical composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, ALW, and name a sports group that includes the Houston Astros, Seattle Mariners, and Oakland A's.
American League West?
Yeah.
That's it. American League West. Yeah. Good. Satirist Sacha Baron Cohen, SBC, a large Christian denomination headquartered in Augusta, Georgia.
Southern Baptist Church?
Not church.
Almost. Is it conference?
No, it's convention.
Oh, convention.
Southern Baptist
Shoot.
Convention. But you bet. Well, we're going to count that as
close
correct.
Close enough.
There we go. President William Howard Taft, WHT. What visitors at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue take?
A White House tour.
Yeah.
That's it. Novelist Mary Higgins Clark, MHC. Nickname for Denver.
Mile High City.
That's it. Writer Mary Mapes Dodge, MMD. Clint Eastwood phrase following the words, go ahead.
Make my day.
That's it. Model and TV personality Anna Nicole Smith, ANS. 1971 Bill Withers hit, whose title precedes the words, when she's gone.
Ain't no sunshine.
That's it. Good. Singer Weird Al Yankovic, WAY. Question asked to someone who's lost.
Where are you?
That's it. Women's rights advocate Elizabeth Cady Stanton, ECS. Body of water above Taiwan.
I think I have no idea of this one.
Well, first of all, what's a body of water, just in general, starting with S?
Sea.
Sea. Okay, there's the East China Sea.
Yes.
East China Sea, you knew it after all. I knew it. Architect Frank Lloyd Wright, FLW, bleepable part of a TV broadcast.
Oh, four-letter word.
There good.
You go. Four-letter word. Nice. And your last one, former First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton, HRC, a restaurant chain that has electric guitars on the walls.
Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh,
that's
man.
It. Good job.
Excellent job, Gavin. That was really good. And for playing the puzzle today, you will, of course, get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at our website, npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, what is your public radio station, Gavin?
Oh, well, first say thanks, you made my day. I'm a member at KGOU Norman. I love it. I'm a junkie.
Great. Gavin Canizero from Norman, Oklahoma. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Gavin.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it's not a very hard one, I think. Rearrange the letters of India plus Belarus to name two other countries. What are they? And Belarus is B-E-L-A-R-U-S. So rearrange the letters of India and Belarus to name two other countries. What countries are they?
All right, you know what to do. When you've got the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline is Thursday, July 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.